Know what?
Know what?
Milnut has a brand new label and a new low price.
Milnut?
Milnut.
Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. And now here he is with music on records, Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Joe Foss. And after all the hassle of yesterday and the announcement that we made that we had really goofed, today our guest is the one and only, one of the swellest young boys in show business today, and certainly the hottest property existing on the phonograph records called Shellac, Mr. Tommy Sands, who is headlining a great bill in New York City at the famed Roxy Theater, and has taken time out from, I know, what is probably a hectic schedule, to move over, at least temporarily, for the next quarter hour to Alan Dick's restaurant, so that we can talk to him over these long-distance CBS lines. So you're going to meet Tommy Sands, this bright new star, and listen to both sides of his new record. Before we present Tommy to our great audience across the country on CBS for Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum, let's listen to him sing. Here's Tommy Sands with a new capital called Ring My Phone.
Ring my phone. Baby, please ring my phone. Baby, please ring my phone. Ring my phone tonight. Call me up. Baby, please call me up. Baby, please call me up. Ring my phone tonight. Wanna hear your voice, so sweet and mellow.
I love ya, I love ya, I love ya.
Wanna hear you say that I'm your steady fella. Ring my phone. Baby, please ring my phone. Baby, please ring my phone. Ring my phone tonight. Ring my phone. Baby, please ring my phone. Ring my phone. Ring my phone tonight. Call me up. Oh, baby, please call me up. Come on, baby, please call me up. Ring my phone tonight. Wanna hear your voice so sweet and mellow.
I love ya, I love ya, I love ya.
Wanna hear you say that I'm your steady fella.
Love you, love you, love you, love you.
Ring my phone. Oh, baby, please ring my phone. Please, baby, please ring my phone. Ring my phone tonight. Ring my phone tonight.
Ring my phone tonight.
Swell new record on Capitol done by the one and only Tommy Sands, our guest today, and called Ring My Phone. That's a real cutie pie, isn't it? I should like to take the time that ordinarily we devote to trying to sell you or convince you that it's a fine product, and it is, Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum, today to merely acquaint you with the fact that tomorrow on the highways, again, tragedy will unfold. Because every single year when holidays roll around, motorists who are careless, who are disobeying of the rules and the regulations and the laws, drive carelessly. Let me plead the most important single thing for you. If you drive tomorrow, please drive carefully. Stay alert behind the wheel. Watch for the stop signs. Watch the car and the motorist ahead of you. And please obey all the rules and regulations. Let's try to keep the tragic traffic toll down on this Memorial Day of 1957. Go, of course, and have fun, but go carefully, go quietly, and please go and come back with good health. Now, let me also suggest that one of the fine ways to keep alert behind the wheel, and believe me, it does because it stimulates your activity, is chewing and enjoying Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. I hope that you will on your holiday tomorrow. Now let's go to New York City, and for those of you in the New York area, I suppose if you have not already gone to the Roxy Theater to pay homage to a great young talent, Tommy Sands, maybe you're going to over the holiday or someday soon. Tommy, how long have you been at the Roxy? About 10 days?
Yes, sir. I've been there since the 16th of the month, I think, Mr. Miller.
It's just wonderful having you on the show again, and because You and I are pretty good friends. You go right ahead and call me Howard, will you? Even though I'm old enough to almost be your father.
Okay.
And you know, I wouldn't mind being. Tommy, you're doing a great job there. Every report shows box office is just sensational. How long will your run continue?
Well, I'm going to be there until the 11th of the month now, the 11th of June.
One of the things, I suppose, that created as much noise and stir in the industry as anything else is the fact that you began your career, in a sense, playing the part of Elvis Presley on a television show. How did that come about, Tommy?
Well, back in 53, I guess that's actually the beginning of this story, I met Colonel Tom Parker, who, of course, is Elvis Presley's manager, and I worked with him from 53 right up until the beginning of 1956. Then I went out to California, but I kept in close contact with him. So when this part came up for Elvis, actually it wasn't Elvis' life story. It was just a role similar to his career. When the role came up, well, Elvis was in a movie, and he couldn't take the part, so the people at Kraft asked Colonel Parker to recommend some other young singer who might be able to fill in, and so he recommended me, and I went to New York and auditioned for the role, and I was very lucky, of course, and I got it.
Well, now, actually, Tommy, you had made some Capitol records prior to that, and you had already had a brilliant start in show business so that you really didn't have to ride on anybody's coattails. Do you feel that that was an asset, however, to your career, or was it detrimental to be compared?
Well, I think that actually that was the beginning of my career, although I've been in show business about 11 years, Mr. Miller. I worked, as I said, for about 10 and a half of those years, and nothing seemed to happen. I didn't go anywhere and never made any headway, and then all of a sudden, when that show hit, things began to look up a little bit.
May I ask how old you are, Tommy?
19.
Well, then I'm going to revise my judgment. I'm not old enough to be your father. I'm old enough to be your pretty old brother. Tommy, I know that for a while your career centered around the Middle West and the city of Chicago. Will you tell me how that occurred, how that happened? How far back was that?
Well, that was back in 1947 and 48 and 49, 50. Actually, I lived in Chicago off and on all my life. I started there on WBKB-TV when I was about 8 years old, when TV was just beginning.
Brand new, yes.
And I did a folk music show with a lady named Barbara Ellen Rogers called Lady of the Mountain.
Sure, I remember the show.
We did that for a couple of 3 years, and I did some guest appearances on the barn dance there. And then I moved down south.
Yes, were you born in Chicago, Tommy?
Yes, sir.
Well, what gave you your appreciation for country and western music and folk music and rock and roll music prior to the time that you moved down south? Because certainly this wasn't currently the trend then in Chicago.
Well, actually, it started on one of my trips down to my uncle's farm in Shreveport, Louisiana. I used to live down there quite frequently, especially in the summertime, and we'd go down. And this one year I was sick, and it was just before Christmas, and so naturally you get up very early on the farm, and the only companion I had, since there weren't any kids around, was a radio. So I used to listen to all the country music programs down in the South, and they'd come on at 4 and 4:30 and 5 o'clock in the morning, and I'd listen all morning to them. So that Christmas I asked for a guitar, and my mother got me one, and it just became my life thereafter, you know.
Well, now, Tommy, do you work with the guitar pretty often when you work in live performances?
Well, it's a funny thing. I played it for 10 and a half years, and now I can't play it anymore because the people that are guiding my career feel that I should put the guitar away and concentrate more on singing and being a pop vocalist.
Yes. You know, when the record just before this came out on Capitol, Love Song, and another rhythm tune on the flip over side, I felt that you had maybe carved yourself an enviable niche of being able to do both rhythm tunes and ballads. Well, how do you feel about it personally? Which is your preference?
Well, actually, I love all kinds of music, but I think there's nothing as soothing and as nice to sing as a pretty ballad, and that's actually, I think, my first love.
I'm sure that it will be. Now, for a young fella, 19, a lot of things that have already happened. It's almost like a whirlpool, a maelstrom that you're in. How has this affected your life, Tommy? Do you have really very much social life of your own choosing anymore, or is it just all work?
Well, actually, it's not work, Mr. Miller. It's something that I've wanted all my life, you know. I dreamed about these things and about being so busy that I wouldn't have time to do anything else, and it's happened finally, and I'm very happy, really.
And I know, Tommy, that you wouldn't want to sign off any interview that you're doing on our CBS network for Wrigley without paying homage to both your mother and daddy, who have done such a wonderful job at helping you all through these days that have been pretty trying at times, haven't they?
Well, that is the truth. I have been very lucky and very fortunate in having a mom and dad that helped me and encouraged me and believed in me. And, well, actually, God could give you no greater blessing than that.
That's right. And God gave them a very wonderful son, believe me. Tommy, what are your plans after you leave the Roxy?
Well, after I leave the Roxy, I go right back out to California, and I'll start my first picture for 20th.
I suppose you're looking forward to real exciting news, huh?
Oh, you said it.
What sort of a picture will it be, Tommy? Have they given you a script yet?
Actually, it's going to be the story that I did on TV, The Singing Idol. Of course, it'll be rewritten for movies and elongated, but that will be basically the same story.
It'll have to run about a half an hour longer.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Tommy, let's flip over the Capitol record, which we've just played, called Ring My Phone, and listen to the other side. Now, this is the ballad that you and I like so very, very much. It's a lovely thing. It's called Going Steady.
Hey, me and my baby are going steady. We ain't married, but we're getting ready to tie the knot. And I'm gonna make my own. Now that I've found her, I'm gonna keep her. Fight as keepers, losers, weepers. She's my baby. She's going steady with me. Well, I've been moving round and round, lived out all of my life. Now I got a steady baby, and I'm gonna love her for life. All you roving ramblers can't leave her alone. Don't even try to date her on the phone, 'cause she's my baby. She's going steady with me. We're going steady. I'll pull up and I'll ask your daddy what it thinks if you and I are with. 'Cause I love you and you love me. We're both as happy as we can be. And I hope your daddy will let you go steady with me. We'll get that ring, then be on our way to see the preacher man. When I say I do, sweetheart, I'll slip the ring on your loving hand. If things are gonna turn out fine, I'll be yours and you'll be mine. 'Cause you're my baby. You go and stand it with me.
Going Steady with Tommy Sands. Now you've heard both sides of this fine new release on Capitol, Ring My Phone and Going Steady. After I introduced this as a ballad, Tommy and I came on the line because we had both heard the record before and we didn't have to listen to it this time. And Tommy was asking me whether or not I really considered that this was a ballad. I think it is, Tommy. I think it's got a real pronounced beat there, but I think there's a good storyline, and if it slowed down the tempo, it definitely would come into the category, don't you think?
Yeah, I guess you're right. I never thought about that, but I think you are right on that. Storyline, of course, is the main thing in a ballad.
Yes, and Tommy, that's where I think that you express yourself, because you seem to have a dramatic feel for a lyric. Did you ever take any dramatic training? I know that you've done dramatic things now on television and radio and so forth, but have you ever actually studied under a coach?
No, sir, I haven't, and this is one of my big dreams. I'm looking around right now, and of course I want to find a good coach, because I would like to improve my dramatic ability and, of course, learn more about dramatic arts and be a better actor.
Won't Hollywood do that for you when you go there to shoot the picture? You want to get some grounding first, I suppose.
I don't think they will, Mr. Miller. I'm not signed up to a steady contract. In other words, I just do one picture a year for 20th, and so I'm not on the lot all the time, and actually my free time is my time, you know.
Yeah.
If I'd signed a contract steady with them all the time, then they'd give me the training, yes.
Tommy, I want to thank you for taking time of a busy day. I want to urge all the New Yorkers and people in that area to make certain that they see you at the Roxy and pay homage to a fine young man that's a real credit to show business, and thanks for being on our show.
Mr. Miller, thank you so much for all you've done and for letting me be on your show.
Good
it's
luck,
a real
Tommy,
pleasure.
God bless you. Right, boy. This is Howard Miller from Chicago reminding you now, over the holiday, you enjoy Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum, because it's there for you always to enjoy. It's a great, great chewing product. We'll see you tomorrow. It's no holiday for us, and here's Joe Foss to tell you why.
Tomorrow's guest will be Jack Webb on the CBS Radio Network.
WBBM-FM, Chicago. Gentlemen prefer blondes, but blondes, brunettes, and redheads prefer Frank Sinatra. Now in the latest issue of Look magazine, you can read why Frank Sinatra is called the man with a golden charm. The ladies love Frankie, and you'll love reading why they do. Read Blondes, Brunettes, and the Blues, the story of Frank Sinatra in Look magazine, the issue with Arthur Godfrey on the cover. Great refreshment buy, 12-ounce king-size bottles of Coca-Cola, sign of good taste.